Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Gordon scores. Mize moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mize moves to third. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Jeffcoat reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pafko moves to third. Lowry moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is hit by the pitch. Kerr moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Verbin covering, for the out. Kerr moves to third. Coslow moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman is walked intentionally. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. There goes Coslow trying to get to home. Jeff Coat throws the ball into Skeffing, who tags Coslow, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Cliff Chambers now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Verbin moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coslow bunts towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat, who is chasing the ball. Rigney reaches third base with a triple. Kerr scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hankskins pinch hits for Cliff Chambers. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westrum strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coslow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Mize, and towards Rigney, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Lockman moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Skeffing moves to second. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 3 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Skeffing moves to third. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeffing scores. Verbin moves to second. It's 7-3, Giants. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verben moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verben scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Rube Walker pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Emil Kush. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-4 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jess Dobernick now pitching. Gene Mock now playing shortstop. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Pafko moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus pinch hits for Jess Dobernik. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.